Extra with Amanda Flanders. This is Channel 2.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to the Business Bunker Extra Show here on channelradio.co.uk/2 in association with bizradio.co.uk. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews. The lovely Amanda is currently homeschooling. I'm going to be talking to you this morning about things. Blimey. Don't we live in interesting times? Listen, welcome to the show. It's just me. I do have a phone guest later on in the show who's got some really interesting and important news to bring to you. But I want to hear from you, all the businesses out there in southeast of England. I'm sure you can find something to talk about. You can tweet me at VanillaWeb and do use the hashtag BBunker. I'd like to say a huge thank you to this week's show sponsors, who are the lovely folks at Flexible Training Solutions for the glass and glazing and wider construction industries. That's fitfortrade.co.uk for all your training, qualifications, occupational compliance and peace of mind. Listen, if you work in the construction industry or the fenestration industry, that's windows and doors to you and me, or you'd like to work in those industries, they have a whole heap of online training courses and qualifications. Now's a perfect time to improve your qualifications in those areas. So fitfortrade.co.uk. I've got loads of things to talk to you about this morning. But first and foremost, of course, I want you to all stay safe, stay indoors, wash your hands, and let's try and get through this as best we can. And I know that so many businesses, my own included, are suffering really badly, but we will get through this. And, you know, the government are trying to do what they can do, but it's not that easy, is it? They announced last night the packages of support available for the self-employed. And I have to say, I've seen some really, really interesting tweets and complaints and things like that. And one of the things that that I've come to the conclusion of, seeing as I'm going to be forced to take early retirement next year, and I'm going to be looking for some part-time work, I think I'm going to go into the business of being a business mentor and supporter, because so many people don't seem to understand the type of classification of their business. They don't seem to understand the difference between being a sole trader, self-employed, a personal private limited company, or a company limited by guarantee. So I think people need a lot of help. And also, of course, so few people have actually planned for circumstances similar to this. So it's something that needs a real good look at. But what I want to do is tell you about some of the things that are happening and some of the resources that are available to you. For a start, this afternoon between 2 and 3 p.m., the Federation of Small Business will be running another free webinar. This will explain the financial help that's been announced for SMEs and the self-employed. The registration details can be found at https firstvoice.fsb.org.uk/first-voice coronavirus. So that's firstvoice.fsb.org.uk/first-voice coronavirus. Do check that out. That's a webinar between 2 and 3 p.m. today. I've already had some tweets in, and I do want you to tweet in, because I'm feeling very lonely here just talking into this microphone. And I miss all my lovely co-hosts who are normally here to inspire me. But I've had a tweet from the lovely folks at Maidstone and Mid Kent Mind. That's the mental health charity. And they say, we have numbers available in Maidstone and Ashford should you need any help. You can phone between 4 p.m. and 8 p.m. today. If you're in Ashford, you can phone 07385 837748. I'll give you these numbers again in a moment. If you're in Maidstone, you can phone 07407 499641. So if you've got a pen and paper handy, if you need it, you can call Maidstone and Mid Kent Mind in the Ashford area between 4 and 8 p.m. this afternoon on 07385 837748. If you're in the Maidstone area, you can call Maidstone and Mid Kent Mind on 07407 499641. They also have a secondary number if you're really, really desperate. At any point, you can call 07563 035569. Let me give you that number again: 07563 035569. Don't suffer in silence. Please call someone if you need any help at all. I've had a tweet from the lovely Debs at Carpacasio Business Solutions, and she says, Vanilla Web, Business Bunker, would love a shout out for my second Facebook Live art journaling workshop on Saturday at 2 p.m. You can find out all the details by going to the Carpacasio Creative Art page on Facebook, or you can follow Deb on Twitter and find the links there. Her Twitter handle is Ocasio Carpe, which is spelled OCASIOCARPE. Ocasio Carpe. Do check that out and check out her art journaling live stream on Facebook on Saturday. Do have a look at that. Another resource that is available. Hold on, I'm getting tweets now coming in and my phone's gone off. Sorry about that. The Kent and Medway Growth Hub have opened a business support hotline. And do you have any questions about how you and your business is being affected through the coronavirus pandemic? Then you can give them a call. The phone lines are open 8:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Monday to Friday. And you can call them on 03-333-602300. Let me give you that number again. It's 03-333-602300. 03-333-602300. Lines are open 8:30 to 6:30 p.m. Or you can go to their website, which is kentandmedwaygrowthhub.org.uk. kentandmedwaygrowthhub.org.uk. They have a business support line that's there to help you find out all the things that you need to find out about what's going on. The Chancellor of the Exchequer announced in the House of Commons last night the support package for self-employed people. I just want to make a couple of comments about that. This is for self-employed people. If you run a private, a personal service company, that's a limited company, you're not self-employed technically. So many people have asked me about that. This is for people that are self-employed and pay their tax through self-assessment. Basically, what the government have offered, as far as I understand, is 80% of your declared profits up to a limit of £50,000. Let me just explain for those that don't understand what they mean by declared profits. If you're a sole trader, self-employed person, the revenues that you earn, you can offset some of the costs of running your business against them. So if you've got if you're a plumber and you've got a van and a box of tools and stuff like that, the cost of those kind of things can be offset against the business. So what you declare at the end of the year is what is left after you've paid your business expenses. So it might be a lease on a van or the rental of an office or, you know, your company telephone. After that, what you've got left is the profit, and that's what you take as your salary. And the government are saying you can earn up to 50,000 of that, and they will give you 80% with a cap at £2,500 a month. The difference between the self-employed package and the furlough package for employees is that you are allowed to continue to work where you can whilst receiving that package. That's a really significant thing, because I don't expect the lockdown to last as long as the problem lasts. I'm convinced that we'll have to ease the lockdown in the next few weeks as things hopefully calm down. So it does mean that you will be able to work whilst receiving the government package. There's lots of advice about, though. Do call some of the advice lines or listen to the FSB webinar for full details of this, because, you know, there's almost as many questions as there are people that work self-employed. You know, people are saying, well, what about me? I've only been this, I've only been that. And just on that, the government said it would be based on an average of 3 years of your declarations. And of course, a lot of people haven't been self-employed for 3 years. They have said that whatever you've declared over the years is what they will take as your earnings. But of course, some people have only just started out as self-employed. For them, unfortunately, you've not submitted a self-return. a self-assessment return. So for you, you have to claim for Universal Credit. They have relaxed the terms of Universal Credit, so it is claimable now, where possibly in the past it wasn't. So do check that out. Of course, everybody's checking that out at the moment, because sadly unemployment is rising rapidly. As far as I understand it, they had 485,000 new claims this week alone for Universal Credit. And what they're recommending is the best way of going about doing a Universal Credit claim is to start off by doing it online. Don't try and ring. You'll be 79,000th in the queue to try and do it online, even though the website is creaking under the strain of all of this as well. So there are things available. There are things that you can do. Do check it out. Please, you know, hang in there. There are lots of people being very helpful about things. You can't be evicted if you're paying rent or not paying rent. you can't be evicted. The mortgage companies are offering mortgage holidays, but do be careful because it will incur interest that will be added to the end of your mortgage at the end. So do think about that carefully before you go that route. The other two main things for people running small businesses that are in trouble is they've suspended payments of VAT for this quarter. So if you're due a VAT quarter, you now don't have to pay it until the end of June. And also, and this is a biggie, I think, for quite a few people, because you will have saved for this, won't you, is that if you were due to pay your income tax as through your self-assessment in July, you now don't have to pay it until January 2021. So basically, any money that you've saved in order to pay that, which you should have done, you do have available to you as a temporary measure to help get you through the next few weeks. So there are some of the things that are happening. Please do tweet me. I've had a tweet from the lovely folks at Bookkeeping for Everyone. They've launched a website with lots of details on it. It's let me find the website address. It is bear with me 1 second. It is valuebookkeeping.co.uk. I'll just need to check that because there were some problems with the website earlier and I think they've been fixed. Yes, that's it. That's indeed what it is valuebookkeeping.co.uk. Do check that out or do follow LTD Bookkeeping on their Twitter. And it's got a support page there for everybody in a small business asking about the kind of things they need to do. So again, there's another support page there that you can look at and, find out some information about. Anyway, do tweet your questions. Also tweet your good news. What are you up to? What are some of the things you're doing? How's it going? How are you feeling about working from home? Some of us, like me, I've worked at home on and off for a number of years now, so it doesn't feel particularly different to me. So I'd like to know your thoughts and feelings on working from home and how you found it. I've had a tweet from Tabat Official, the lovely Tracy A. Barker. Would love a shout out, please, Paul. If people can follow us on Twitter, they will find out about our free support sessions, including support for managing remote working teams, helping teams stay motivated, and much more. We've had fantastic feedback from this week's sessions. So do give Tracy Ann a follow. Her Twitter handle is Tabat Official. That's T-A-B-A underscore official. Tabat underscore official. Do give them a follow on the Twitter. What we're going to do now is play some tunage. And then when we come back from that tunage, we're going to talk to our first guest. So let's have a listen to this.
Sailing home again, across the sea. I am sailing stormy waters to be near you, to be free. I'm
Flexible training solutions for the glass, glazing and wider construction industries. fitfortrade.co.uk for occupational compliance and peace of mind.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. Riftaccounting.com.
The Networkers Networking Event, a full-day event helping business owners to understand how to network more effectively and efficiently. Three great speakers, eight of the best networking, masterminding and business support groups in Kent, and 50-plus great business owners to meet, network with and connect with. Join us at the Networkers Networking Event. It's an event not to be missed.
This is Channel 2.
Oh, welcome back. It's good to have you back. I'm hopefully got Ben Pearce on the phone with me.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
I'm good, Ben. How are you, mate?
I'm good. Have you just seen the news?
I have. That's why I was stumbling over what I was going to say. Literally, the news flash has just come up. The Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, has been tested positive with the coronavirus.
Absolutely. Just wow. And that probably means, knowing how this virus spreads, potentially those who he's been spending time with, close contact with, who are leading our reaction to this pandemic, probably will have it too.
Absolutely.
Which is worrying.
Absolutely it is. And do you know what's really interesting there, Ben? They were talking the other day about who steps in the case of Boris getting ill. And, of course, all the people they were mentioning were cabinet ministers that would have been with him anyway. Mm-hmm. So basically what you need is someone that's not been part of government, really. So, you know,
I've been in contact. This is not the platform.
I'm available. I'm available to run the country. If not me, then Ben,
It's Dominic Raab, isn't it, from what I read?
Dominic Raab is...
so to speak, designated survivor,
yes,
is what they were calling him.
He is indeed, but I guess it's whether he's not been in contact with Boris or not, really.
I mean, it's just absolutely mind-blowing, isn't it? It's like nothing any... Well, of course, none of us have ever experienced anything like this before.
Yeah.
And it's frightening, it's scary, it's new.
Yeah.
I think we're going to more and more get used to the whole self-isolation thing the longer this goes on. But my biggest worry about this, Paul, and I was saying this to my partner the other day, and I know this is slightly going on a different topic to what we're going to talk to, is actually my daughter. So my daughter's nearly 2 years old now.
Right.
And we're a really active family. So we've always socialised. From the day she was born, we've always socialised with friends, with family. We've taken her to play areas, to play groups. She's just so active.
Yep.
And at such a young age, we're having to now teach her a way of life where she's got to be so independent and on her own.
Yep.
And I worry if this takes 3, 6, 9 months, who knows how long it's going to take being like this, or how long until we feel comfortable even taking her to another playgroup like that with this still looming in the air, that she is going to lose any type of social interaction as a child. Like, it's worrying for me that this might shape her future and how she deals with situations in the future, even though she is at still such a young age.
Absolutely.
So that's one of my biggest worries about this, is the children out there who are now having to learn a whole new way of life. And when we get back to normal, how they're going to react to communicating with other people. That is my biggest fear.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you're absolutely right, Ben. And I think the ramifications, the fallout of what's been happening with this pandemic once we're through it, God willing, is there's going to be massive changes in everybody's lifestyle for years to come. You know, I think the ramifications are going to be effective long term. I know I'm quite old, but I'm not old enough to remember the bubonic plague. But historically, at the end of that pandemic, society radically changed, and it changed very quickly. As it happens back then, it changed primarily in a good way, because it gave ordinary people far more input into life and basically brought about the end of the feudal system. But it's going to have rapid and radical changes on everything, and I think you're absolutely right identifying how it's going to play out with your daughter and children across all the age groups. you know, I've got a thing that I'm going to do later on, homeschooling, because we're all kind of doing that now as well.
Yeah, and for me, unfortunately, she's too young to be homeschooled. Yeah, like, anything we try to do with her has to be social skills.
Yeah,
and
exactly, yeah.
That means that we're having to teach her stuff that we wouldn't normally teach her, which is how to play on your own.
Yeah.
That is the most one of the most heartbreaking things about working from home, for me, with a young family, is having to watch my daughter entertain herself.
Yeah.
No kid should have to be told, go do it on your own.
Yeah,
no, she should. And in a normal world, that would make me feel like a bad parent, and that would make us all feel like bad parents. But right now, there isn't much other option for the majority of us, because we're having to work from home. We're having to teach our children to do something which shouldn't be of the norm. Yeah. And obviously I'm not saying that's the biggest worry about this whole pandemic. Obviously, there's the economy, there's housing, there's individuals who are going to have to take cuts on wages and still have to try and find a way to survive.
Yep.
There's a huge bigger picture to this job, the whole lot, and obviously the health of people within this country too.
Yep.
But for me, the way it's hitting me the most right now, I'm a little bit lucky. I health is, we're quite a young family, although we've got older relatives. They are now isolating, so I'd like to keep my fingers crossed that they're not going to contract this. And everyone at home right now is sticking to what the government is saying, so that we can potentially get through this. So my biggest worry now is my children and how they come out of this.
Of course, absolutely.
So, yeah.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You're absolutely right, Ben. Just one other piece of news that has just broken as well, before we actually get on to talking to you about what we got you on to talk about. Yeah. Basically, the government have just announced that all councils must house and home and find somewhere to keep indoors every single rough sleeper by the weekend.
Wow.
So that's going to be interesting as well, how they do that. Presumably, they're going to have to requisition hotels and things.
That's really interesting.
Yeah.
Wow, I wonder if they've seen a spike then in cases amongst the homeless community.
I guess so, and I guess, you know, that's the last thing they need, is trying to find homeless people living rough on the streets that have got the virus. So, so there's lots of announcements coming out this morning in terms of just radical changes in everything. Interesting. And just last thing on that, before we do generally get round to talking about what we were going to talk about, is it's interesting, isn't it, that so many societal things that we've talked about as being nice to have, or things we ought to do as a society, are suddenly becoming implemented. Yeah, we're going to do it. We're just going to do it, and it's going to happen. You know, we're going to house every single rough sleeper. Interesting days.
Yeah.
But Ben, I primarily asked you on, well, because I like talking to you anyway, but...
here we go. This is a real Paul Andrews.
I asked you on to talk about some of the fantastic things that you have been doing with your Digital Beans team, because you've come up with a really clever idea. So why don't you tell us about, first of all, just give us a quick overview of who Digital Beans are and what you do, and then what you've come up with as this fantastic idea.
Yeah, so Digital Beans, we're based just outside of Canterbury in Hursden, and we've been on before talking about digital, and we're a digital marketing agency, I suppose you would say, by trade.
Yep.
But we also have a specialist WordPress development arm to our business, where we focus on creating websites for businesses that are easy to maintain, they're easy to edit, and they're also cost efficient in the long run, because WordPress is an open CMS system, so you've got full ownership over it if you're a client, and you've also got the ability to outsource work to thousands of developers out there who will bid on it to potentially, you know, take it on and produce for your website. So with that in mind, we know that WordPress has a number of incredible solutions for businesses. However, as a business, if so to speak, a local company came to us now and went, hey, we need an online store, that is still going to potentially cost a business for them to own thousands of pounds.
Yep.
And in this current climate, a business cannot, especially a shopfront local business on a high street, cannot afford £5,000-6,000 for a new website and e-commerce store at the moment. It's just not going to be there. The money's not there financially.
Sure.
So we looked at it, and the whole team came together, and this is where I've got to really shout out everyone who I work with at Digital Beans. The whole team, Ben, Roxana, also the guys at Simply, Joshua within that as well, and Amy, and Beth, Demelza, Jack, the whole team. And then we've obviously got Pip and Amy who run the companies. We've all come together, and we've come up with an idea, and it's called Your Local, delivery. The website's yourlocal.delivery, and the whole message behind it is that we want to allow businesses to continue running by taking it online. And just to put it bluntly, Paul, because I think with messaging, we've struggled since this has been launched to put it out there.
Right.
But this is basically offering businesses the chance to have their own free online store.
Wow.
So we're creating e-commerce stores for businesses completely free of charge.
Fantastic.
So what they can do with these e-commerce stores is they can have a branded page. It will be hosted within a subdomain, so it would be like your business name, so bizradio.yourlocal.delivery.
Yep.
And it will be a fully branded web page. They can have an unlimited listing of products or menu options if it's a restaurant or takeaway.
Right.
They can afterwards add images and have full control at the back end to be able to manage what happens with that web page, the wording on it, the listing of the products. They can edit, they can add more, they can do the full lot,
right.
Including something which we potentially will be adding soon, adding offers and discounts and coupons and stuff like that. So it's like a whole transaction into a store. We're really I think the term is Amazon-fying or something like that. The way these local businesses take orders and the way that they do things. And I think the biggest plus to this is that businesses will now be able to, using this free website solution, they'll be able to take online payments. So they'll be able to take online card transactions.
Wow.
And they'll be able to take PayPal, which is really, really important, because although we're going through a pandemic, I think we're quite fickle, a lot of us. We still don't like waiting.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we still don't like things taking ages.
Yeah.
So ringing up and calling a takeaway or calling a business and saying, hey, so what have you got?
Yeah.
That phone call can last ages.
Yeah.
And even if you put a menu online, sometimes the sheer volume of traffic of people ringing means that a number of people who are trying to get through are just going to get that busy tone.
Yeah.
And at some point, they'll give up.
Yep.
So by having this online solution, you can start directing people from your social media channels and your current website, which doesn't have the online store format, to your online store, which means you can start processing more orders and you can start doing it digitally, which is absolutely amazing. And I must state that as part of this, at no point does yourlocal.delivery take any payments whatsoever.
Right.
So any payments that are made directly to the businesses,
right,
through their PayPal and through their Stripe account. So it's all about the businesses. Obviously, right now, there's not a search function with it.
Right.
And because of that, this isn't a marketing tool. This is a website solution.
Yeah.
So what we've done is we've teamed up with helpkentbylocal.co.uk,
right,
which is an amazing initiative from Produced in Kent.
Yep.
And it maps out the whole of Kent, and businesses are signing up to that and listing their business on there so that people can go on, search, click a location, look at the businesses, and click visit website so people can go and order from these amazing Kent businesses that are currently offering a delivery service. So that's where we're tying in with Lowe's, and that's where we're sort of working with other really amazing initiatives and supportlets out there, so that we can all come together as a community and help support those local businesses around us.
That is absolutely fantastic, Ben. That is really, really brilliant. And it's an interesting thing. Again, I was saying earlier about how this pandemic will kind of resonate through things for a long time. I was doing a lot of work before the pandemic with some people in government and other people about the uptake of digital amongst small businesses.
Yeah.
But this initiative is really driving that on. I know you've done it for a completely different reason, you know, to help local businesses get through the times that we're going through.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it's something that, you know, businesses could have been doing themselves a long time ago, but for whatever reason didn't. And this has driven it forward and driven the agenda forward, and it's a brilliant, brilliant initiative.
I think we had a call, sorry to butt in, Paul, we had a call with, I won't tell you what council exactly, but we had a call with one of the councils in our county, so to speak, local councils within our county.
Yeah.
And they told us that of a recent survey that they done covering a wide area, they found that almost 50% of businesses had no digital output whatsoever.
Yeah.
Which is mad to think about. Think about all your friends,
yeah,
and all the businesses you use, chop them in half and think about like, half of them don't have a Facebook, don't have WhatsApp, don't have a website, don't have a way for you to communicate with them digitally. It is just unheard of nowadays.
Yeah.
And I think this is where we need help getting this message out there.
Yeah.
It's okay for these businesses to be running the phone line like they are and running in the capacity that they are. But this solution potentially could help businesses businesses to further, in this short period of time, the exposure and the business that they're taking whilst the pandemic's going on. And I don't think any business right now is going to say no to making some extra money. It's massively needed. So that's where we step in, and that's where we need to make sure, A, we don't want to be ringing businesses and telling them to sign up, because at the end of the day, this isn't a sales service. This is a service for businesses that when they see it and if they think it could help them, then for them to go on and have a look and sign up. But being able to portray that message is we're reliant on people like yourself, Paul, who's kindly offered to get me on, the local press and people. If you know a local business, tell them about your local dot delivery, because this for them could be I don't like using the phrase game changer because it just makes it seem too important, but it could be a really important piece to their jigsaw right now.
Seriously, it could be a lifesaver. It could be a lifesaver for people. People are struggling. They really are struggling in their businesses. You know, we have fixed overheads, especially in shops and retail. You have very expensive fixed overheads in terms of rent. And I know the government are doing eventually business rates help, but there are fixed overheads that shops have, and they've got stock laying around. Some of the stock may not last long as well. So it's a lifesaver for people. Ben, it's a fantastic initiative, and I really do applaud you and the team at Digital Beans for coming up with this idea. If people are out there running a small business, how do they get in touch with you? What do they do to get themselves a shop?
Well, I think just go to the domain, yourlocal.delivery. You can send us a message through there if you need to ask any more questions. You can also find Digital Beans UK across social media if you want to come and find us and have more of a personal chat before you sign up. But there's a lot of information on there. We're going to launch a bit of a resources page today, which means that businesses can have a look and learn exactly how to manage their store, how to sign up, so that there's a lot of guidance within that page for those who are less tech savvy. One thing I must say is this service isn't like Wix or WordPress when you sign up for an account on that and it gets technical straight away and asks you to build a website. This isn't like that at all. Right. When you sign up, we're just asking you for information about your business, nothing else. We then manually set up all the stores for you so that you don't need to worry about the technical aspects of that. So if you're not tech savvy or you're worried as a store that potentially you don't know how to set up a website, we're not relying on you to set up the website. All we want to know is about your business, about the delivery service that you're offering, and then a little bit about your products, which is easy for you to fit in through a form that we've already categorized and set out for you that you've just got to download and then re-upload it once you've completed it. So it's a really, really easy sign-up process.
Really simple process, yeah.
Really simple process.
And you're right, Ben, with the stats we were talking about earlier about digital engagement, the reason that so many small businesses haven't engaged digitally is because they fear the technology. They don't know how to do the technology. So you've taken all that away from them. That's brilliant. That's absolutely brilliant, mate.
And that's what we want to do. We want to make it as easy as possible. This is just a free online store solution so businesses can try and find some level of normality whilst offering a delivery service within whatever radius that may be. Wherever you are in the UK, especially within Kent, we just want to do something that can help. And whether we help two businesses, three businesses, four businesses through this, we don't mind. If we can help hundreds, we'll be very, very happy. But we just want to be able to help wherever we can. And your local dot delivery can hopefully do that for businesses out there.
Fantastic. So give us one more shout out for how people come to the website and start the process.
Yeah, I mean, we're putting out loads of content all the time on the Digital Beans channels. So you can go and check that out. As mentioned on LinkedIn, you can check out Digital Beans UK. You can also do that on Twitter as well, which I know, Paul, we've been retweeting stuff together and bits and pieces like that. But the website's the best place to go. The website is yourlocal.delivery. That's where you can go and sign up and have your own free online store created for you. And I completely I don't say this with any uncertainty about it. You can check out the FAQs, the whole thing. There's no tie-ins to this. There's no payments whatsoever. It really is just a free solution for businesses. And then what I'd also recommend to businesses out there, if okay, Paul, for them to check out helpkentbylocal.co.uk as well. If you have already got a website, get on there, get listed so that more people can find you.
Absolutely. We will put those links onto the Business Radio website as well, so that it'll be there if people want to come back and have a look for that. Ben, thank you so much for that. Absolutely brilliant initiative. Well done, my friend.
Thank you, mate.
Stay safe.
Thank you for entertaining us all as well. I managed to get online today. I know that I spoke to you at the start of the week and you was having a little bit of hassle getting this all done. So well done, mate. and keep going.
Yeah, no, thank you for that. Funny thing as well, Ben, my Mac blew up yesterday as well. Oh, yeah, it doesn't rain, but it pours, doesn't it?
Yeah, anyway. Of course it does. Yeah, of course it does.
Anyway, you stay safe. Stay safe with your family. Stay
you
safe
too,
and well.
Mate.
And thank you so much, Ben. And we'll talk to you again soon. Yeah.
Thank you, Paul. Stay safe, everyone, and stay healthy.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers, mate. Bye.
Bye. That was Ben Pearce at Digital Beans there with a fantastic initiative, Your Local Delivery. If you've got a retail shop or a restaurant or a bar or whatever, something that you want to carry on selling online via delivery, please go check that out. It's totally free. There's not a penny to pay and there's nothing technical to do. Amen. What more could you want? And it's an opportunity. I know we're not kind of always looking for opportunities at the moment. It's an opportunity to find out for nothing and with total support and help, how you could digitise your business for the future. You know, it's something that you can do to see how it would work going forward. And we've talked a lot about, you know, the struggles of retail businesses without a pandemic. So do check that out. I've had a tweet from the lovely Tracy Ferguson, and she says, I'm listening. Good morning, Paul and everybody. It's very interesting times indeed. Can we say a big thank you to the FSB Kent for supporting and being a voice for small businesses and for their online resources too? Yes, of course we can. They work very, very hard talking to government about trying to put this package together for the self-employed. You know, there's 4.5 million or whatever it is, self-employed people in the UK. They are the backbone of the economy. We do need to help them. We do need to keep them running. And boy, are we going to need them when we're not locked down anymore. So absolutely, I totally agree, Tracy. And thank you so much for raising that. What else have I got? I've got loads of tweets coming in still, so do keep tweeting. But I want to tell you about this. This is a blog that we have that was written by Paul Goggin of Innovo IT. And I'm going to read you some headlines for it. There's a lot more in-depth on the actual blog itself. But these are simple steps to work and collaborate securely from home, dealing with a sudden huge change in the way we need to live and work. As someone who's evangelised about the benefits of remote working for some time, I've compiled a list of simple steps to help you and your team work from home securely and effectively. Number one, productivity, the internet. Before you do any work, check that your home internet connection is fast enough to cope. You can run a speed test. Anything over 2 megabytes download and 0.5 upload is fine. There are lots of people reporting home broadband creaking at the seams. I guess everybody's on their home broadband. What would be really useful if people stop streaming Netflix and box sets while we're trying to work during the day. But to be fair, people like Netflix and Amazon Prime have downgraded broadcast quality of most of their output, so it doesn't take up as much bandwidth. But do check your line. Also, check your mobile phone contract and make sure it includes unlimited data. Your monthly bill will show you this. If your broadband goes down or you're not able to work, then 4G can become a hotspot. But do not use your mobile phone unless you have an unlimited data package. Otherwise, it's going to cost you a fortune. Backup is so important. If you're used to working in an office, you probably get all your work backed up by a central IT department or whatever. If you're working on your home computer or a laptop, it's not necessarily going to back it up. So back everything up to the cloud. In line with what Ben was saying about his youngster as well, we do need social interaction. We do need to keep in contact with our work colleagues. So have a morning stand-up, call in or a roll call or a catch up or whatever. Start a group video call for 15 minutes each morning in which you talk to each other in the way that you would around, you know, the kitchen coffee room or whatever if you were in the office. Try to support each other, make sure everybody's okay, and then chat regularly. So there's a load more information on this blog. As I said, it was written by Paul Goggins, who is from www.innovo-it.com. That's INNOVO-IT.com. Check out his website or check out the full blog, which is on kentbusinessradio.co.uk/work-at-home. Do check that out. Have a look. And I mentioned earlier about homeschooling, and Ben was also talking about youngsters at home. I've got some advice here that I was sent by someone that has been a homeschooler for 12 years. So they've got a lot of experience of homeschooling. And they said, as an experienced homeschooler, I want to let parents know that your elementary age children
child only needs 1 to 2 hours of school per day, and a middle school child 2 to 3 hours, and a senior school 3 to 4 hours. Please don't expect them to spend 6 to 8 hours of school per day. That's not how homeschooling works. There are also many resources available for you to use. Let them sleep in. It's good for their immune system. No need to get dressed. This is like working from home, isn't it? Talk to them about what they want to work on. Let them be part of the planning. Include 1 hour outside. Again, sunshine or fresh air is good for the immune system. If you haven't got a garden, you are allowed to go for a walk in the area around your house, but do keep physically isolated, at least 2 metres away from other people. Spend an hour a day just reading. Chore time, or cook something together. A lot of homeschool math is done in the kitchen, you know, weighing things out, looking at how much of something you use. It's a stressful time for all of us. Don't make it worse by stressing about school. Be gentle with your kids and yourself. If it gets frustrating, stop. So some fantastic advice there from someone that's got a lot of experience in homeschooling. I'm going to try and catch up with some of the tweets I've had. Terry Botfield has tweeted me, problem with all the figures, percentages, it's based on your net profit. He's talking about self-employed people, and doesn't take into account overheads and payments going out constantly before you reach the net amount. Yeah, that's very true, but there are some other things, and one of the things you can do is you can offset your tax payment, your self-assessed tax payment, from July until next January. Also, if you pay VAT, there's now a VAT deferral scheme. So let me explain what that is. The government will support businesses by deferring value-added tax payments for 3 months. Are you eligible? All VAT-registered UK businesses are eligible. How do I access it? It's an automatic offer. There is no application required. UK-registered businesses will not need to make VAT payments, which are normally due with VAT returns during this period. Taxpayers will be given until the end of 2021 tax year to pay any liabilities they have accumulated during the deferred period. VAT refunds and reclaims will be paid by the government as normal. Customers who normally pay by direct debit should cancel their direct debit with their bank if they are unable to pay. Please do so in sufficient time so that HMRC do not attempt to automatically collect on receipt of your VAT return. When can I access it? It comes into force from the 20th of March until the 30th of June. So you don't have to pay your VAT returns now. And you don't have to do anything other than not pay it. So if you've got money sitting in your account ready for a VAT return, you have got some money there. But bear in mind, you will have to pay it eventually, but it will not stop your VAT claims coming back in. So that can be pretty useful for anyone that's a VAT registered business.
This is Channel 2.
You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, on the Business Bunker Show, or Business Bunker Extra Show, on this Friday, the 27th of March, in what are really strange times. We're all locked down at home, trying to keep safe in the middle of one of the worst pandemics that the world has seen. And I want you all to stay safe, and I want you to remember the government advice, which is wash your hands for at least 20 seconds, use soap or sanitizer. Do keep socially isolated from other people, at least 2 metres away from anyone if you do have to go out urgently to go to a shop or whatever. But for the most part, you need to stay indoors until we're told that we can come out again. So do please follow that advice. Some interesting breaking news, if you didn't hear it earlier, from the government. First and foremost, Boris Johnson, our Prime Minister, has been tested positive with the coronavirus, and we wish him a speedy recovery. Also, the government have announced today that all councils now have a duty to find housing, homes, somewhere inside to stay for rough sleepers. Every rough sleeper will be need to be homed, housed, put up somewhere by the weekend. I'm assuming here, I guess that means that councils will be requisitioning hotels or other facilities in order to place people into a room. So interesting days, very interesting days. I need to keep talking to you while I'm checking my tweets as well. This is not easy without Birdie or any of my, or Jules or any of my co-hosts here to help me out. So do bear with me Now my Twitter's packed up as well. Yeah, isn't it typical? You can never rely on anything these days. Bear with me. Okay, I'll catch up on Twitter in a minute. I've got some other things to tell you about. If you've tweeted me and I haven't read it out yet, I'm sorry. I will find it in a moment. There's an online network meeting for the Marsh Networking Group. You may not be able to meet and support each other face-to-face, but that doesn't mean we're all alone. The Marsh Network will hold our first online meeting at 10:30 a.m. next Tuesday, the 2nd of April. Join us to discuss how things are going with your business ideas you have tried and used to mitigate what's going on. Offer support and advice to others and hear information sources and other groups you can join to keep up to speed with this rapidly changing situation. To book your place on the online meeting, it's eventbrite.co.uk/Marsh Network Online Networking. Depending on the response, tickets may be limited. They've also just about to launch a Marsh Networking app. Our new app is now live and a great way to see what events are coming up. See the contact details of those who have joined the app, have an online discussion and profile your business. You can join the app at https://marshnetwork.imobile.one. That's marshnetwork.imobile.one. Do check out that. There's some other resources that I want to tell you about. If you do have to you should access your own money rather than payday loans. Please do not take payday loans. Please try to avoid building up excessive debt on credit cards. We have a blog from the lovely folks at Athol Bray on how to access your own money rather than use payday loans. You can read that blog at kentbusinessradio.co.uk/access-money. So do check that out. If you are being made redundant, if you have lost your job, there is some still work out there locally in Kent. There is obviously shop work, supermarket work, especially part-time and temporary work, shelf stacking and such things. But Jobs in Kent still does have jobs in some sectors that are still recruiting. So do check out jobsinkent.com or give us a call on 01622 761 704 if you want to know any more. For those that are losing your job, and it can be a massive financial hit, affecting your ability to pay bills, bringing about an urgent need to reevaluate spending. If you're at risk, there's ways that you can protect yourself. There's a guide that details how you can prepare financially, gives tips on minimizing the impact if it's happening to you, especially if you're impacted by the coronavirus, and outlines your rights to compensation. It's a fantastic blog. It's on moneysavingexpert.com/family/redundancy-help. Let me give you that web link again. It's moneysavingexpert.com/family/redundancy-help. Do check that out. I've also got this, and I hope he doesn't mind. I printed it off this morning without asking him, to be honest. It's my accountant, the lovely Mark Telford from Telford Accountants, and he's produced a sheet which is a quick guide to some of the things that are available to businesses. And I'm going to quickly tell you about these things. This is from Telford's Accountants. If you want to follow them on the Twitter, their Twitter handle is Kent_accountants. But that's Mark Telford of Telford Accountants. So the government support scheme is the Business Interruption Loan Scheme. It's available to all businesses with a turnover of less than 45 million. To claim, you will need to provide financial management accounts and 2 to 3 year business plans and forecasts. Loans are offered up to 5 million for up to 6 years, and the first 12 months are interest free. The government will provide a guarantee of 80% on each loan. There are 40 accredited lenders able to offer the scheme, including all the major banks. There's the Small Business Grant Scheme. All businesses in receipt of Small Business Rate Relief or Rural Relief. You don't need to do anything. Your local authority will write to you if you're ineligible for a 10 grand grant. And there's the Retail and Hospitality Grant Scheme. If you're running a retail, hospitality and leisure business, again, you don't need to do anything. Your local authority will be in touch. There's the Business Rate Holiday. All retail, hospitality, leisure and nursery businesses, there's no action from you. This will apply to you to your next council tax bill in April 2020. in relation to the 2021 tax year. And there's, of course, the job retention scheme. All businesses with employees on payroll, you can apply to have your workers furloughed, in which the government will meet 80% of their taxable income up to a capped limit of $2,500. And statutory sick pay, SMEs with less than 250 employees at February 28th, you'll need to designate affected employees as furloughed workers. You need to maintain records of staff absences and payments of statutory sick pay. The government will set up a repayment mechanism in the next few months. I've already told you about the VAT deferral and the income tax deferral and the time to pay deferral, which is an HMRC TTP helpline on 0800 0159 559. So if you have any problems paying any taxes of any kind, you can call that number and get some advice and help from the government. We've reached the end of the show. Thank you for joining us on the Bunker Extra show this week. We'll be back on Tuesday with a Business Bunker show. And I've got two telephone guests joining me. I've got Linda Garcia of Aluxi Consulting and Robert Richardson of the Grand Hotel Folkestone joining me on Tuesday for the Business Bunker Extra show at 1 p.m. Do stay safe. Do stay well. Do stay indoors. Do stay socially isolated until we're through this. But do support each other via phone, via WhatsApp, by messaging, by social media. We're all in this together. We all need to help each other. Stay safe, everybody. We'll be back next week.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
This is Channel 2.